Meseches Ma'aser Sheni Per Gimel Mishnah Ches Halishchos Benuyos Berkorish Upsuchos Lachol. Continue our theme of boundaries in the Mishnah. We now move towards the boundaries of the Beis Hamikdash. The Lishchos, those chambers that are built in the Kodesh, but yet their entrance is outside to the non-Kodesh part. Tochan Chol V'Gagosehen Kodesh. Their inside is considered not Kodesh, and their roofs are considered Kodesh. Benuyos b'chol p'suchas l'kodesh. What if the chamber is built in chol, in the non-sanctified portion, p'suchas l'kodesh, but opens the sanctified portion of Har HaBayis, tochen l'kodesh.
Sechaz Ma'aser Sheni Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes Ma'aser Sheni she'nichnas l'Yerushalayim v'nitmar. The Mishnah returns to speaking about the halachas that Ma'aser Sheni might not even be able to leave Yerushalayim once it's there. So what happens if it becomes Tame? So Ma'aser Sheni she'nichnas l'Yerushalayim v'nitmar ben sh'nitmar be'ava tuma ben sh'nitmar be'vlad ha'tuma. Doesn't make a difference how the Ma'aser Sheni was Metame, whether it was from a source of Tuma excluding a dead body, or someone who was Metame through one of those sources of Tuma, it makes no difference. Ben Mifnim, Ben Bechutz, whether it was inside Yerushalayim, whether it was outside Yerushalayim, Beis Shammai Umim Yipade, V'yacho HaKol Bifnim. You should redeem the Kedusha off of that Tame Ma'aser Sheni, and eat it inside, though, because we're afraid that people will say, I saw Ma'aser Sheni being eaten outside of Yerushalayim. Chutz mish nitma ba'afa tuma b'chutz. Except for the case of Ma'aser Sheni that actually became Tame through a source of Tuma outside of Yerushalayim. And the reasoning behind this is because the Rav says that because of this, since when he went into Yerushalayim with a Tamei Ma'aser, Yerushalayim did not absorb it. Beis Hillel Omrim, Hakol Yipada V'Yechol Bachutz, everything is redeemed, and you eat it outside of Yerushalayim, Chutz Mishen Nitma Bivlad Hatoma Bifnim, except for a case where something is Betame through something which touched a source of tumah, excluding a dead body, in Yerushalayim, because in that way people wouldn't be able to distinguish between when it was metame through somebody who happened to be tame. There's no curl on that, and people would come to think that you were eating something of Ma'aser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim.